January 16, 2019. Mayor Nuremberg.
Here.
Councilmember Trevino.
Here.
Councilmember Villagrana.
Here.
Councilmember Saldana.
Here.
And Councilmember Sandoval.
Here.
We have a quorum, Mayor. The first item is the approval of the minutes from the City Governance Council Committee meeting of December 5th, 2018.
Good afternoon, everyone, or good morning. Time is 11:42, so we'll take up the first item on the agenda, the approval of the minutes. So I'll entertain a motion for approval.
So moved.
Second. There's a motion and a second for approval of the December 5th City Council Governance Committee meeting minutes. Any comment, clarification? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. The only other item on our agenda today is to fill the vacancy on the VIA board. And we have narrowed down a pretty large list of applicants to find very qualified individuals in our community. So all here introduced today were they drawn in random? Leticia, which you
actually, Mayor, they're in the order of they're in the order of application. So there is only one slot that is available. That is a vacancy that was created by Brian Dillard. You did narrow the list to five applicants the last time you met. So with us today, we have Dr. Chantel Harrison, we have Christy Garza Villanueva, and we have Christy Woodard Papert. And the other two applicants could not be here today. Ranjit Thurkuratan is traveling, and Melinda Rasby just emailed us this morning and stated that her work wasn't able to allow her to be here, but they both submitted statements.
Yeah, and I think we have those statements, so
yes, sir.
Make sure they're entered into the record. Okay, well, without further ado then, I think what we'll do is we'll go ahead with the interviews and council Q&A. So we'll give each of the applicants 3 minutes for an opening statement, and then we'll go round robin with questions from the committee. If I can ask the remaining candidates to kind of wait in the holding area while the first candidate is interviewed, that would be great. And then after that, the council will convene in an executive session to discuss before we take.
And Dr. Chantel Harrison would be first, so if the other two applicants would step out, and Caitlin is going to walk them over to the other group. Thank you, Caitlin and Lena. And Mayor, before you have Dr. Chantel Harrison.
Great. Dr. Harrison, welcome. And,
thank you.
Go ahead.
This is exciting. I don't think I've ever been, you know, with that many important people in the city of San Antonio. So this is my very first time I'm trying to participate in the governance of our city. Well, first, I'm an immigrant. I came from France and then was raised there and came to the United States when I was 22 because I married an American, and joined him at the University of Florida where he was a graduate student, which is where I went to both med school and did my residency in pathology. And after we finished that, our first job was San Antonio. I intended to stay 3 to 4 years so that we got to go back to the East Coast because it was closer to go to France to visit my family, but we loved it here. And here we are, 40 years later. So that a few years ago, before we decided, 10 years ago, that we would retire in San Antonio. And so now we are here to stay, you know, until we die. And I retired about 4 years ago. I had about 35 years career at the University of Texas Health Science Center, professor of pathology, and director of the blood bank at University Hospital. Still a little active there, doing some teaching. So my interest in this position is really because I love mass transit. I'm a fan of mass transit. I took the bus to come here. I actually always take the bus to come downtown, almost, because it's so much easier to have to park, etc. I live in District 10. I mean, District 8, near the Health Science Center. And, you know, what are my qualifications? I guess the main is that I traveled a lot, and you know, and I always take the mass transit in wherever, and you know, so I have a pretty good idea what good mass transit are like and how you can really use them. I would really like to see San Antonio mass transit to be such that people would take it because it's more convenient than driving, which most people it's not right now. But there is huge improvement. You know, I love Primo. Just find out there's a new Primo line coming through, you know, going down Zarathmora, I'm going to have to take it. And, you know, that's pretty much it. This is my very first try at being involved in this city, at Gardens. And that's it.
Thank you very much, Dr. Harrison. If you can stay here, we have any council questions, we'll go ahead and pose them to you now.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Dr. Harrison. So you mentioned you're retired.
Yes.
And so you feel that you have the time to dedicate to...
That, yes. I you know, one of my ideas when I was going to retire is, of course, I was going to volunteer. And, you know, I had some, you know, I had some ideas, and I do some teaching at the Health Science Center. I do some math intervention at the Young Women's Leadership Academy, and I also volunteer for Planned Parenthood, and, you know, I still have time, so I figured this is what I want to get involved in.
So with that, I'm kind of curious what your thoughts about senior citizens and use of mass transit. Tell us some of your thoughts about that.
Well, I am a senior citizen. I'm 73, and I have my card, you know, that gives me half price and free bus on the weekend, which is very nice. Aside from making it available and for the senior citizen, the only thing I've always thought that had nothing to do with the mass transit is we have to work on our the lights on the time it takes so that an older person can cross the street before the lights turn red. But that really has nothing to do with the mass transport. I actually think that SLIA does a lot of good as far as picking up people and, you know, the little buses and taking them to the senior center. And, you know, I'm not sure, you know, if I get involved and get the issues better, what else I can as far as specifically helping the senior citizen, because I think they already did a pretty good job.
Thank you, Dr. Harrison.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Harrison, it's good to see you again. I wanted to ask first a simple question. Was the voyage here on VIA, was that your first time?
Oh, no. I take VIA if I can, because I just... There's several reasons I take VIA. One is I just like to support it. To go downtown, and I'm not opinion, it's much better than driving for me. You know, I mean, a lot of people, it's not. And I've done a lot of experiments with VIA. I went through a period where I was doing it more to for the planet, you know, to save the CO2 and all that. So I was actually tracking down how much CO2 I was saving. So I tried quite a few things, and one of my big concerns at the time was that there were a lot of buses, it was only once an hour, and if you missed it, or if you're trying to get an appointment, you know, you have to wait an hour at the end or at the beginning. They've made some nice changes there, because now it's 30 minutes, at least a 602, which is one I had taken, it was only every once an hour, it's now 30 minutes, and I do try to take it for... some of the thing I do is that I will run. I'm a runner, so I will run for a very long time, and then I'll take the bus back.
Nope. You sound a lot like I do when I get tired.
From where I live, which is in the Health Science Center of Fredericksburg and Lupaster, I'll run down to the HEB on the Deco HEB. I'll shop, and then I'll take the bus back.
Well, Dr. Harrison, thank you. I was going to ask you about your reflections, your experiences, your rooms for improvement. You took all those in the initial question of whether you took the bus here. You are a consistent writer, so thank you for your commitment to supporting me.
Thank you, Councilman Sutton. Thank you, Councilman.
this isn't working. So, thank you, Dr. Harrison, very, very much. I have to say, I am extremely encouraged and excited to see you here today and for your enthusiasm and for your willingness to step up and to serve the community. As you know, you're a big fan of mass transit. You've been all over the world. You've seen where it works well and where it doesn't work well. One of the things I'd like to ask, you know, we're looking at mobility in general, mass transit, but also mobility of people throughout the city. How do you have any ideas of how we can engage community members that maybe have never even thought of taking mass transit? How would you engage those community members to hop on the mass transit?
I mean, there's several things that, you know, I've given some thoughts to, and I think there's a need to try to work more with Thurston, the big employers, to try to get them to sponsor, you know, basically give free pass to VIA. I mean, work a deal with VIA so they maybe have a half price, but get free pass to people. If it's free, they'll use it. You know, and so they try to get more and more people that through their employers, hopefully, or through grants or whatever, to be able to get on the bus without having to pay, you know, just show their car and go in. And that, I do think people will more likely use it and try it if it's free. And then, you know, the main thing is working out the routes so that it is convenient. You can't expect people to be walking a mile to get to a bus stop and then have to wait 30 minutes and then not have to change transfer a couple of times. You know, you've got to make it convenient.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councilman Dugan. Thank you very much, Dr. Harrison.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. And the next applicant, Mayor and Council, is Christy Garza Villanueva.
Public transit in order to give to the community, because I think offering that is a great opportunity for people to be mobile, for them to create and advance in what they're trying to do. So that's important to me. I am a current rider. My 14-year-old is a rider of VIA. We enjoy it. My personal initiatives really fall in line with what I'm working on at the chamber, which is safety and collaboration with others. So I'm hoping to bring that to the table with this position in Brandon. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Councilwoman Sandler.
Thank you very much for applying, Christy. We're very glad to see your application come forward on this. You actually answered the questions that I had, which was, are you riding transit today? Tell me about your experiences on it, what, you know.
So currently, because of my job, most of my transit rides are usually on the weekends. If I can get on during the week, then I do make that effort. But I'm always monitoring my son, who does ride home every day. I would not be able to do my job effectively if I didn't have public transit in my life. So he is currently attending Brooks Academy, which is on the south side, and is in an athletic program most of the time I'm still working. So with all the traffic, there's no way that I could get to the south side, still finish my work, and then get home and be a mother. So he rides the bus from Brooks Academy every day. So I'm just always monitoring that sort of thing. So I feel safety. That's why safety is a big initiative for me.
And my other question was going to be is how your position at the South Side Chamber, at the West Chamber, will help you, not to be confused with the other, at the West Chamber would help you in this role on the Via Board.
So the good thing is I'm connected with the business community, and I think it's an opportunity for me to continue my outreach. I'm already a big fan of Via. I always share the information. I know the staff can probably, they can check on that, and they know that I'm always sharing the information and publicizing it through the West Chamber website and through social media. But so currently I am on one of the SA Connect working committees. I was just allowed to be a part of that. And then the Climate Ready Steering Committee. So I think all of those together and the Chamber help to bring a new outlook and then the connection to the community.
Okay. Thank you. I think you would possibly make a good fit for this, and one of the reasons that I think we brought you back is because I think you could help us reach out to employers to offer this as a benefit to their employees and find out from them what are the barriers to having their employees ride transit and be a conduit for that type of information.
So if I may comment on that, so when I talked about public transit in my previous life, when I was in my 20s, I was the interim marketing manager for the RTA in Corpus Christi. And transit doesn't change very much through the decades, literally, other than whether it's electric or CNG or otherwise. Those are the things that change. The people remain the same. So I had the wonderful opportunity of winning one national award and three state awards, which is through APTA, because of the work that I did and that connection to the community. So that's another thing that I hope to bring to the table.
Thank you. It's great to hear. Thanks, Christy. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Councilwoman Sandoval, Councilwoman Negra.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Christy, for applying. Really appreciate it. And I want to, I think I want to go a little bit more off of what you were just talking about, because one of the things is we're trying to, with Connect SA, with the 2040 plan the Metro is doing, and with our mobility of people, not just vehicles, but of people, and that's what our plan is here. So engaging the community, how would you like to see, as Councilwoman Sandoval mentioned, the employers, but how would we also engage the community to those who are not riders of mass transit, to make them riders of transit, of mass transit. Any ideas on that?
So generally my ideas is it always goes back to education and the way we market public transit. Currently VIA has been doing a wonderful job in their initiatives to educate across the board and throughout the city, but there's still that stigma with riding public transit and the fact that we hear so many things in the news, unfortunately, that possibly it's not safe, or maybe your child wouldn't make it to their destination, or it takes too long. There are probably about 8 very common factors that we've debated. You know, we debated in 1989, and we're still debating today, unfortunately. But it's working to maybe shift a little bit of their budget and add to that marketing piece. But the people-to-people contact is undoubtedly what helped me gain more ridership within my tenure way back, and I think it can win a lot of people over today, is to be able to engage those business owners and have them try out VIA for a period of time so they can understand, hey, that'll free up the car. Now mom doesn't have to drop off everybody in the family because 2 of them, 3 of them, may be able to utilize VIA to get to their destination safely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Biagrand. Thank you very much, Christy.
Thank you.
last applicant today, Mayor and Council, is Christy Woodward Kapert. And as you know, that the selection that you made today will go on the council agenda for January 31st.
Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Council. Thank you so much for considering me for this position. I'm a resident here of San Antonio since 1997. I have participated in quite a few policy things. I teach political science at San Antonio College. I'm a kind of a policy wonky kind of person. But more importantly, I think, is the fact that I've served on VIA's Community Transit Council since 2017. I was one of the original appointees. And we've done so much work and to help VIA focus its vision on what our community wants and what our community needs. So I envision myself as just taking what we've been doing for the past 2 years and following up now as a participant in carrying through that vision that the council worked together formally.
Great. Thank you very much. I have some questions from the council. Councilman Sandoval.
Thank you very much for applying, Christy. I was particularly interested in the fact that you had served on the advisory committee or council. Could you tell us a little bit about what sort of work you did on that?
Well, we were each, Daryl, of course, was the facilitator, Daryl Bird. I don't know if you're familiar with him. What a great guy. He really kind of herded the cats in the room because we were a very disparate group of people that came from a lot of different backgrounds. I think I was the only one in the room that was higher ed, so I served on one particular subcommittee that was looking at how to leverage what VIA had and focus on basically kind of bits of the local governance code, how we could go in. For example, you all, I suppose, saw some of that plan, right? No? Nothing that the trustees saw? Did you see any of that?
I'm not sure which one you're referring to, but if you just go ahead and give us some information.
Okay, I apologize. Well, for example, we were looking at how to, without spending extra money, right, work more closely with some of the partners in our community, including larger businesses, universities, and higher educational institutions, and the ISDs. But not just that, development, real estate development, and how to market VIA in that respect as an asset, the asset that it is to our community, and to get developers to see it that way. So that was the subcommittee that I worked on. But we had five pretty pointed ways of looking at improving VIA's relationship within the community.
Great. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Sandoval. Councilwoman Villagrana.
Thank you so much for stepping forward and for serving on the advisory and now looking to make this transition. My question is, we're dealing with mobility. It's mass transit, but it's also mobility. So how do you intend to engage the community in particular that maybe doesn't see themselves as VIA ridership and connect them to become those VIA riders?
It's funny that you posed that question to me. When we initially met, when Hope pulled us all together, we were asked a similar question, and I said, you know what, I live in Stone Oak, and people write about traffic, but at the end of the day, we are the traffic. And we cannot, it's fiscally unsustainable, to continue to think that we can build our way out of this growth. My advanced degrees, I did my work under Steve Murdoch, so I was trained in applied statistics and demography, so I pay attention to the boarding and dying and moving of people. And I've watched San Antonio grow exponentially since I've been here, and Stone Oak in particular. And I mean, when I moved out there, Langham was just two lanes, and it was kind of crumbly around the edges. We're now four lanes, and it's, you know, put it in park and wait to get to 1604 in the morning. So I leave my house at 5:30 in the morning. I was not a bus rider, but now that we have the park and ride, it's a viable option for me. And I rode here today on the bus, and I love my VIA. I do. It's like a,
you say you love
RHB. I love my VIA. I love my VIA. And I'm really proud of what VIA is doing. And Jeff has done an amazing job helping steer this organization to address what the community needs. We've asked, we've gone out, they've done community workshops that allow people to come and participate and say, these are the things that we want. And we're trying to focus, we're trying to turn the attention largely to the young people. These people want to live downtown, they want a walkable kind of downtown, but you got to go to the grocery store eventually. And so you've got to have options for transportation. And yes, the last mile kind of stuff, grocery shopping on a scooter is not a great idea, but you can put a couple of bags on your arm and get on the bus. And that's a viable option. So we would be looking at, I think, focusing on turning the attention of the young people, but also people like me, the people that are the traffic.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Figueroa. Anyone else? Thank you very much, Chrissy.
Have a nice day.
Thank you. All right, we're going to convene an executive session now. So the time is now 12:09 p.m. on this 16th day of January 2019, pursuant to the authority granted by Chapter 551 of the Texas Government Code. BTCS, Texas Open Meetings Act, the Governance Council Committee will now recess into executive session to discuss deliberate the appointment of VIA board members and any related legal issues pursuant to Texas Government Code Sections 551.074 Personnel Matters and 551.071 Consultation with Attorney. City Council Governance Committee is reconvened from its executive session. No official action was taken. So I'll recognize Councilman Saldana.
Thank you, Mayor, and I just want to say to the three applicants who were here and interviewed you, first in a top position, because each of you were impressive in your own manner and fashion, that we were struggling to figure out how we could squeeze three positions into one. But we think that actually, to those folks who may not be appointed today, we think that there is a future for you at VIA and really any other appointment because of your impressive resumes and your impressive presentations today. But given that, I'm going to make a motion for one, unfortunately, but it is to Chris Vivian, who will go to the full council.
There's a motion and a second for the appointment of Christy Villanueva to the board vacancy on the VIA Metropolitan Transit Board. Any further questions or comments? I would like to also just reiterate what Councilman Saldana said. We were all very impressed by your applications and presentations. It was a bit of a chore coming down to just the five of you from such a large applicant pool, but we do hope to provide some spaces for you to serve because you're very capable and one wants you to contribute in that way to the community. So congratulations to you all. All right, so the motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. That's all the items on our agenda for action today, so this meeting is now adjourned.